Welcome to the Search Stories UK FAQ podcast on the Freedom of Information Act 2000 and its implications for data storage. My name's Anthony Adshead, Bureau Chief with Search Stories UK. Today's speaker is Mathieu Gorge, CEO of Vigitrust. There are two questions in today's podcast. The first question is, what stipulations with regard to data does the Freedom of Information Act 2000 place on organisations? Over to you, Mathieu.
Thank you, Anthony. First of all, it's important to understand what the Freedom of Information Act is about. And really what it does is it introduces a public right to know in relation to public bodies. What the Act aims at is to provide a mechanism whereby individuals and companies can request information from public bodies. So there are about 100,000 public bodies, including government departments, schools and councils, that are covered by the Act. But it's also important to understand that under some circumstances, some organizations that are not necessarily seen as public bodies are covered. And that would include publicly owned companies and companies designated under Section 5. So altogether, the idea behind the Act is to make sure that if you've got a query, if you want to access information that is not in the public domain and that you feel should be in the public domain, you can put in a request to get that information disclosed to yourself. And if it's done, if you are actually successful with your request, that information will actually be made public.
Thanks, Mathieu. And the second question is, what implications does the Act have for data storage? Over to you again.
Thanks, Anthony. Well, I think that the stipulations of the Act clearly note that you should have a data classification policy. And that policy should clearly state which information might end up being accessed under an FOI request. So in other words, you need to understand the type of information that you're dealing with and classify that information. Once you have done that, you can ask yourself, what would happen if I had to provide that information? How quickly could I get it? And there are technical implications with regards to storage here. So that information must be accessible really fast. It must be classified within the storage environment that you've created. If some of your storage is actually in the cloud, you're also advised to ensure that your cloud provider is aware of your duties under the Freedom of Information Act so that they don't become a bottleneck in the response time that you will end up having in order to answer the request. Bear in mind that the information commissioner has cited already the delay in responses to Freedom of Information requests. So it's very important to make sure that your technical implementation in terms of storage allows you to access the data the right way. And this would be very similar to any type of e-discovery request, so to speak, because at the end of the day, from a technical perspective, it is an e-discovery request. You have to get access to that data. So that data is stored somewhere on your storage environment. It needs to be classified. You need to have a priority level for each data and each type of data. And you also need to make sure that the data that you're going to access, if it is confidential, is encrypted encrypted the right way and protected the right way, which actually leads on to the idea of access to data from a technical perspective. Again, within the storage strategy, you need to make sure that only the right people have access to the right data at the right time. So when you build a freedom of information response plan within your organization, you need to include a storage strategy within it that will allow you to make sure that the right people will be able to get to the data in a timely manner.
Thanks, Mathieu. Excellent. That's the end of the podcast.